Hey, little buddies, it's Uncle Rick coming to you from the little house in the pasture, where you can hear the birds sing, the cows moo, the horses neigh, and Uncle Rick talk to his little buddies. And it's almost Christmas. And as a special Christmas gift to all my little buddies, I'm going to share with you today one of the neatest true stories of God's love at Christmas time that I have ever heard. Are you ready for this? Here we go. It was Christmas Eve, just 10 years after the end of the great Civil War that had torn our country apart. Many hearts in the homes of America, North and South, were still sighing over the loss of loved ones who had given their lives in that awful conflict. There were many empty places at holiday dinner tables. Many a mother or wife sat quietly, thinking of the last time her beloved young man had been home for Christmas. Some people were feeling the special loneliness of having to travel on Christmas Eve. It was interesting to note how on railroad cars and riverboat decks, perfect strangers were drawn together and fell to chatting like old friends of their Christmas plans and of holiday memories from long ago. One such boat was paddling its way up the Delaware River this night. A number of travelers had wrapped up in scarves and thick wool coats to stand on the deck and enjoy the loveliness of the moon and stars in the clear, dark winter sky. Among them was a famous man, Ira D. Sankey. Sankey was the song leader and soloist for the great evangelist Dwight L. Moody, whose revivals were sweeping the country. Someone recognized the well-known troubadour, and soon he was besieged with requests to sing. Sankey needed little persuading. He was a modest man, but always ready to use the beautiful voice he had been given in praise to the God who had given it. Surrounded by eager listeners, he leaned on one of the riverboat's tall stacks and searched his mind for the perfect song. What should it be? A Christmas song, of course, but there were many of them, and every passenger's mind was tuned to thoughts of the sacred day. Sankey looked heavenward and sought for a favorite. For some strange reason, no choice seemed to present itself as just right for the moment. The song that seemed to draw him was the popular hymn, Shepherd's Song. But that song wasn't about Christmas. Why was his heart moved toward that one? Sankey dismissed the thought and sought again for a familiar Christmas hymn. But still, no choice seemed the perfect one. It occurred to Sankey that God might have his own reasons for not prompting him with the name of a Christmas song. The shepherd's song had popped into his mind from the beginning. It seemed odd and out of place, but, well, maybe there was a reason. Ira Sankey made up his mind. Standing straight and tall in the winter air, Sankey sent his rich baritone voice out over the quiet water, and he sang, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures feed us. For our use thy folds prepare. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. We are thine, do thou befriend us, be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us, seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, hear, O hear us when we pray. Blessed Jesus, hear, O hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, poor and sinful though we be. Thou hast mercy to relieve us, grace to cleanse and power to free. Blessed Jesus, early let us turn to Thee. Blessed Jesus, early let us turn to Thee. Early let us seek Thy favor, early let us seek Thy will. Blessed Lord and only Savior, with thy love our bosoms fill. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us still. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still. As the last lovely notes died away, there fell over the boat a deep stillness, broken only by the quiet throbbing of the great engines deep in the midst of the ship. The gathered passengers stood around Sankey in quiet reverence. There was many a moist eye. The shepherd's song had spoken to every heart the real meaning of Christmas. After all, Christmas celebrates the birth of Emmanuel, and Emmanuel means God with us. Why, the song had been a perfect choice. Then there sounded shuffling footsteps in the back of the crowd. A man was slipping between the other passengers to approach Ira Sankey. Who was he? Was he going to request another song? Perhaps that would be a bit too much. Wouldn't want to impose on Mr. Sankey's good nature. But no. The man did not ask for more singing. Instead, he asked Sankey an unexpected question. Did you ever serve in the Union Army? Startled, Sankey replied, Why, yes, I joined in 1860. Can you remember if you were doing picket duty on a bright moonlit night in 1862? Yes, answered Mr. Sankey, a surprised look on his face. So do I, replied the stranger. He gazed anxiously at Sankey, a rough and weather-beaten man to whom the years since the war had evidently not been kind. But I was serving in the Confederate Army. When I saw you standing at your post, I thought to myself, that fellow'll never get away from here alive. I raised my musket and took aim. I was standing in the shadow, completely concealed, while the full light of the moon was falling on you. At that instant, just as a moment ago, you raised your eyes to heaven and began to sing. Music, especially song, has always had a wonderful power over me, and I took my finger off the trigger. The man went on. Let him sing his song to the end, I said to myself. I can shoot him afterwards. He's my victim at all events, and my bullet cannot miss him. But the song you sang then was the song you sang just now. I heard the words perfectly. We are thine, do thou befriend us. Be the guardian of our way. These words stirred up many memories in my heart. I began to think of my childhood and my God-fearing mother. She had many, many times sung that song to me, but she died all too soon. Otherwise, much in my life would no doubt have been different. Well, when you had finished your song, it was impossible for me to take aim at you again. I thought, the Lord who's able to save that man from certain death must surely be great and mighty. And my arm of its own accord dropped limp at my side. Since that time I've wandered about far and wide, but when I just now saw you standing there praying, just as on that other occasion, I recognized you. Then my heart was wounded by your song. Now, I wish that you may help me find a cure for my sick soul. Of course, Mr. Sankey was deeply touched by this story. A former enemy had spared Sankey's life because of the message of God's love in a song. Then, 10 years later, God had spoken to Sankey's heart to order that same sweet message sung again this Christmas Eve. The singer felt his own heart bursting with that same love, and he impulsively threw his arms around the old Confederate. Together, they went in prayer to the throne of the one born in Bethlehem. And that night, a lost sheep came home. Isn't that a great story, little buddies? And it's absolutely true. Oh, don't you love true stories from America's history, especially when they tell about God's love? And it was God's love that sent that baby to Bethlehem, and it was God's love that reunited these two enemies over 10 years after the first time they ran into each other. And God's love saved the life of one of them so he could be the instrument to lead that old Confederate to Jesus, the Savior of the world. And that is the Savior whose birth we celebrate this Christmas and every Christmas. And Uncle Rick wishes you and your family a very blessed and happy and Merry Christmas. So long, little buddies.